الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on all sunnats, and one great sunnat at this time is to prepare for Ramadan. And we see that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the month of Rajab already, the beginning of Rajab, today we are in the 6th of Rajab, so Nabi Ali salatu wa salam already started making dua 2 months in advance for this great and auspicious month of Ramadan. That Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, give us barakat in the month of Rajab. Wa Sha'ban, and Sha'ban. Wa balighna, O Allah, let us reach the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam used to say that if I pick up a morsel of food, I don't know if it will reach my mouth or whether my mouth will come before. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and all Allah's righteous, pious servants are always ready for maut. And in fact, those who have reached that stage are eagerly. But yeah, Allah, how many du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, oh Allah, let me meet you, let my meeting with you be a happy, wonderful meeting, etc. But yeah, for the month of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is asking to be spared this 2 months that I reach Ramadan, and for the whole of Ramadan. In other words, it's a very, very, very great and auspicious month that is coming. Allah put that spirit in us also. Every person, a businessman for example, whenever his period of being busy, like a retailer in December usually, he looks forward to it from long in advance. He makes preparations, he puts his shops up, he puts his adverts out, all how many things he does. A person who may be some sportsman, and though it's not nice to give this example, but some tournament is going to take place, how he looks forward for it from before. During that period, he won't have anything else on. That is my thing. And a lot of other things in the dunya. Exams, exam period, a student. At that time, I must be free. And long before, I must study. I must be ready. This is an occasion for us. The month of Ramadan. Allah brings that spirit into us. Like for example, the annual jalsa of the madrasa is going to take place. So mashuras take place from long before. We look into all the preparation, everything. Jalsa, ijtima is going to take place. Lot preparations for that also. All in its place, no doubt. But like that, the Allah's Rasul for the month of Ramadan, how much he's thinking. Allah put that spirit into us also. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for barakat in the month of Rajab. It appears that the month of Rajab, which is famous for the Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the Mi'raj itself, ulama have written so much, and such a great occasion, the Mi'raj, and so many benefits of the Mi'raj. And the Salat, our namaz, is referred to as Mi'rajul Mu'min. That it is the Mi'raj of a Mu'min. In other words, every Mu'min, every namaz, we are making Mi'raj also. And that real Mi'raj is when we are in Sajda. A person is closest to Allah Ta'ala. And is in direct communication with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is blessing us with that. From there, we should think of the great quality of namaz. The institution of namaz. All the aspects of namaz. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Undoubtedly, there is no doubt, the mu'mineen, the believers, have already become successful. And many qualities here Allah ta'ala mentions, the first quality and the last quality, yeah, both are about namaz. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Those people who have got khushu, khudu in their namaz, their concentration, their devotion in their namaz. And the last quality, those وَهُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, who look after them. So the outward quantity of our namaz must be also in order. The inside quality of our namaz must also be in order. So we all, Allah give us tawfiq in this preparation for Ramadan, that we get our namazes in order. That we think that are my namazes, how many of my namaz, one good student of ours on his own, he came and he says, I'm becoming worried that I'm missing my takbir-e-ula. So I want to write down every day my condition. And then I want to show you once a week. So mashallah, he's giving his report and 100% he's with takbir-e-ula. We should also think that do we make, how many of our namazes we miss our takbir-e-ula. Sometimes how many rakats also when we're not concerned. Rakats also we must, sometimes jamaat we must, and sometimes Allah make hifazat, the namaz becomes qaza also. And sometimes even worse, we don't even think of making the qaza. And our namazes just accumulate or so. So this concern. And then mashallah, now he's writing also that that this week, no takeaway food. That also Allah gave him. When namaz will come right, all the other things will automatically. Otherwise, many gunas to give up are not easy. But namaz is that a person who makes his namaz, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Namaz is that institution that namaz will stop us from all our fahsha and munkar. On our own, we know there are so many desires of guna. Whatever it might be, our desire for sports, for example, our desire for luxuries of this dunya. Also, we know we've got our nafs. Everyone has got his nafs. And the nafs has got the taqada. It's becoming a bit chilly now. So automatically your body tells you, put on warm clothes. It's taqada of the nafs. You are feeling hungry, and we don't know what is hunger really. We just think we're feeling hungry. Ask those people who didn't eat for 3 days. Nothing that even entered their mouth, not even a drop of water. What is there? They know what is hunger. What do we know what is hunger? But we think I'm feeling hungry, so now I must eat something. And we eat something. But did ever to Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, the taqada of the ruh come? That I'm feeling my zikr is not right. My namaz is not right. All these things, the taqada of the root, taqada of the nafs we get. We are working for the nafs. We have become slaves of the nafs. We are all the time fulfilling the demands of the nafs. But the taqada of the ruh, and the ruh is the most, if there is no ruh, there is no body also. The body doesn't exist also. Everything is with regard to the ruh. But how much do we think? So anyway, our namazes. So our namazes, let us try and correct our namazes. Outwardly, the postures of namazes, and everything what Allah has given us has got so great, immense value for our dunya also, our deen, our akhirat also, our akhlaq also, anything we can think of. We think of miswak. We think when we're eating and cleaning the plate, whatever it can be, when lifting up the dastarkhan, the dua, any aspect of sunnah, enter the toilet with the left leg, so many benefits. Come out of the toilet with the right leg, the duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody can ever measure what treasures they are in there. Not only for our deen, but for our dunya also. Not only for us, but our family, all who are around us also. Deen is our everything. So our namazes, the outward postures also we should try, that we become conscious. I speak about it, we listen about it, but we still just carry on as we are. Just like, for example, we see there somebody flicks light, that they are now trapping there for speed. We perhaps slow down, and some even then don't slow down. Or we slow down after they're back again on our own way. We see an accident, Allah save us all from all accidents, then it has a little effect. Little while, one, two stop street, something, we are careful, but again our habit comes. That is there, at least that one little bit. Yeah, I make bayan, we hear bayan, but still, not one little difference also. We just carry on. Our namazas, if Allah give us tawfiq, Very, very fortunate is that person. And just to mention also, he had this little boy, Mohammed, stand up. MashaAllah. Stand up, what's your name? MashaAllah. Both these boys got their notebooks and they are busy noting all the time. Allah reward them. So, MashaAllah. So small, not yet baligh also, but so concerned. And once before I asked him also, and I saw what valuable points he noted. And from a point, a person makes a bayan, but somebody takes a bigger lesson from what even didn't come in the mind of the person who's making the bayan. And as young as he is, he picked up a point, and which helped me, and which benefited me so much. So I would, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you don't write it in your diary, you will get diarrhea. That is everything like diarrhea, everything just goes out of the body. Nothing stays in. Like this, we just listen and nothing stays in our mind, nothing stays in our heart. Everything is gone out. And here we can think that, forget the listeners. Sometimes when I'm speaking, I have to ask, what was I saying? I forget myself from where I went on to that point. And many times we also at a complete loss. After the bayan, we don't think of the bayan. There are some brothers, mashallah, that they said that when they return from the majalis in the car, they make muzakara again of the bayan. They reach home at home. The families come and then they all make, Allah give us all tawfiq. And in this muzakara, it's not only what the bayan, how many new points come out. Allah puts in the mind of, it comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif, that promote, teach deen. Many times it happens, the one who you taught deen, he becomes more receptive, more he benefits than the person that gave him the deen. So they are great, great. So anyway, namaz, Allah give us tawfiq that we bring our namaz. Look at our qaza namazes. Also, how many of us, and in fact one of the signs of our progress that we are progressing is that we think that namazes I made 10 years ago, 15, my wuzu before, what kind of wuzu I used to make? If we realize that now, then we are progressing. And if this is coming, that 10 years ago my namazes I was regular, now my namazes are not regular, then we are going backwards. But if we now realize that 10 years ago my namazes, what kind of namazes I made? That means we have progress now. A person had a small little spaza shop, now he's got a big cash and carry. So he says, that time what I had and today what I got. And if I had this cash and carry 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever. So our namazes, our whole of deen, see what was it 10, 15, 20 years ago. If we have moved forward, then perhaps we'll even say, I must make qaza of that namaz. The kind of namazes I made, what kind of namaz? My istinja, how was it? My wuzu, how was it? And now today, alhamdulillah, and now also if we realize, not that pride comes in us, but I still realize and convince, I'm very far from what namaz is supposed to be. What la ilaha illallah is supposed to be, I'm still nowhere near there. Tawheed, tawadu, humility, I still got so much pride in me. Like Maulana's bayan, mashallah, so beneficial that all this pride that we look down upon other people, Allah Ta'ala save us from it. So anyway, in the month of Rajab, our namazes. And the rest of deen also. If we have got qaza, roza, fulfill that also. We are owing people money. We start paying. A person who makes a sincere intention to pay back, Allah helps that person. And Allah is that great being, when He helps you, He won't help you only to that point that you paid back. Allah will keep on helping you. So automatically you will become a rich man also, which everyone's desire also. Allah make us rich in deen. That is the main riches. The real riches are to be rich in deen. Allah Ta'ala grant us. So every aspect of namaz, Allah bless us. And builds in us the desire to prepare for the month of Ramadan. And then the month of Sha'ban, the highlight of Sha'ban is the 15th night of Sha'ban. And that is really Laylatul Bara'ah, salvation, of cleanliness, of purification. It is a spiritual bath to get ready for a great, great, great event of Ramadan. We all, a person is getting married, for example, Sunday 11 o'clock, which is not the right time, it should be Jummah, better hour nikah. But anyway, common pro, we have a lot of nikah on Sunday. The person was a motor mechanic, he worked on his car and he came here now for his nikah. People still say, what, you're overall on, all grease on your body, you're coming in the masjid and you're coming for your nikah. Must go and bath first. What is a nikah compared to Ramadan? Nikah is a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu, but Ramadan, what a great, great occasion. So how Allah Ta'ala made it, that He prescribed, so to say, our spiritual path. That is the night that we turn to Allah. 15 Shaaban, du'as are readily accepted also. And it is Allah sets free so many people from the fire of Jahannam. Allah cleanses us from our sin. So let us look forward. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made du'a, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaaban and balighna Ramadan. And when the month of Ramadan comes, Allah give us tawfiq also, that when we see, and Allah give us tawfiq to see, look for the moon every month also. Today that sunnah also, whatever sunnah, we bring something else, the sunnah goes out. Today it is, we look on our computer, on our phones, for the message that the Eid moon has been sighted. The sunnah is to go and look for it. But unfortunately, that is like going out. Many of us will remember as little children, it was a real occasion, Eid time, Ramzan time, to go out, and the whole like community, the whole people of the street, all are looking for the moon. Today we won't even think about it. And that is a sunnah also. And it's also an eagerness. And then the dua for seeing the moon. Allah give us tawfiq also. And the dua for this also. Allah give us tawfiq. There are a few of our friends now. It's automatic on their tongue. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaaban wa balighna Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq to make these duas also. At least that dua comes. That will bring, enhance that eagerness for us also. And then we work towards that also. And lot of other preparation also. Ulama have written, start keeping some rozas. The most rozas Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept, Ramadan is for us, was the month of Shaaban. He kept so many rozas. Tilawat, start getting our tilawat in order. Otherwise, will come Ramadan, and suddenly it's a complete change for everyone. Now we're getting up for Sehri, now we are keeping rozas, now we start our tilawat, now 20 rakats of tarawih for the man in the masjid, for the woman at home. It seems like a very, very sudden, we are going on a very high level, on a sudden, and we can't seem to take it. How many people give up in 2 days, in 3 days? Now tarawih, we are not becoming, now we start becoming lax in our tilawat, etc. If we start from now, one great alim, Shaykh Abu Bakr Balkhi, rahmatullah alayhi, says that that Rajab is the month that we sow the seeds, we put the seeds in the ground. Shaban is the month that we water those seeds, and Ramadan we pick the fruit then. So this also, this is the month that we get Rajab, we start getting ready with our namazas. Shaban, we get ready with our tawbah and our cleanliness, and we go into the month of Ramadan. And then our namazas also, if we are regular, then for Ramadan, our tarawih will be easy. Also, this is the month which we all understand, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said is the month of ibadat, but consider our tarawih, how we cut it short, our Isha namaz. We should be increasing. If we think of it logically, according to our mind, that after whole day's roza, and now you are hungry, and you ate, and you overate also, now you want to sleep. So now tarawih should be made maaf, in fact Isha should be made maaf. That my bandas worked very hard, but Allah made it. No, you are I love you, and you love me. So we should try and make our full Isha, which ulama have written 17 rakats. Let's try and do that in Ramadan. And then our tarawih full 20, and also not look for the earliest tarawih, and not look for the fastest tarawih, and not look for the shortest tarawih, but build that eagerness into us. Adjust our dunya around our Ramadan. Don't adjust our Ramadan to fit into our dunya. that all my dunya's work must still carry on. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh written an appeal also that for those people who are employers, try and make the work less for your employees in the month of Ramadan. And very fortunate will be that person who will take an extra hand or two to make other people's, everyone's burden a bit lighter. And we have more time for Ramadan. And mashallah, there are many people who do it also. But many of us are still very, very negligent. And our tilawat we get in order. We read, alhamdulillah, Allah reward the ulama who have recorded it, who make bayan, who write about how much people used to make tilawat. We can't even think of it, how much people make tilawat. Even now, at this time, in the madrasa, for example, Hafiz Yusuf Jassad, Allah reward him, whole Quran one night. In this time, in front of our eyes. If we want to doubt, we can doubt other things. But this is, and whoever wants to witness it, come and witness it also. And how many other people were places 10 suparas a night, 15 suparas a night, they are making it. And then who is coming again? Now people who are like in business, people who are working class, the whole night they are in the Taraweeh, next day they are at work again. Allah give us all tawfiq to see this. And the miracle of the Quran we see with our eyes every year. That whoever is making Taraweeh, maybe an old person, maybe a young boy, he just became hafiz, he's making. To make Taraweeh, if me or you have to go on a musalla, our alhamdulillah, we will get stuck. Our qul huwallahu ahad, we will get stuck. But yeah, they are reading, and how they just, it's flowing. And we get that enjoyment. So Allah give us the true enjoyment and the spirit of Ramadan, the spirit of tilawat, what Quran Sharif is. Allah bless us with all this. So it's a great, great month. Our namaz, we try and get in order. Namaz will come in order. Our whole deen will come into order. Our dunya will come right. Our akhirat will come right. Our deen is here to solve our problems. But we don't look at deen that can solve. Today we look at dunya as education, that will solve our problems. We look at everything else besides deen. Any problem we have, we don't think of du'as also. Perhaps we will say make du'as, but making du'a, the person who tells also make du'a, he also is not making du'a. And we just pass it off. Somebody has passed away, there is an illness, there is a catastrophe, but who really of us are making du'as? So, to turn to Allah Ta'ala, to bring the reality of deen, may Allah give us all tawfiq and appreciate this great occasion which is coming, look forward to it, prepare for it in our best way that we can. Also, one of our friends, he phoned one of our statis and he said, make dua, I've got a court case coming. So we didn't understand, but whatever dua Allah gave tawfiq we made. Then I asked him when I met him, he told him it wasn't anything like so serious what we will think. It was the CCMA case and that, but my boss wanted me to lie. And I said, that I cannot do, and I will not lie. So this also think for our own case. A traffic cop stops us. And it just comes to our mind, some bribe or something, or just some lying or something. The wife questions us, and we will lie. Anyone asks us, well, we don't have to lie also. But it is just in us that we will just lie. So this reality, Allah bless our brothers and bring those qualities within us also. And this is what Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people have heard a lot about Islam. They have read a lot about Islam. They want to see Islam. When they see us and we are supposed to be the representatives of Islam, they say our actions and your actions, you are worse than us. How you carry on. One lady in a school, Muslim school, she told the principal that one other teacher there, that the way he looks at me, that the waters of the seven oceans also can't purify his eyes. How he looks at me. So what weaknesses we got. Our thoughts about people, we see one another, bad thoughts come about this person, about that person. Whereas, أَظَنُّ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرًا, that we should be thinking good about everyone. But today our nature, we just can't seem to do that. We just look at the faults of everyone. And by that, don't think that person becomes bad.
we are making ourselves miserable. We are getting, our heart is becoming more dark and black. Our eyes are becoming more filthy when we look down upon any person. Whoever it is, we just find fault all the time. And that we making our, and we destroying our dunya also, our qabr, our akhirat also. Allah protect us. So solution is deen. This is a wonderful occasion that we have got to bring this deen into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.